Welcome to Vallejo's Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Sunday, September 15th, 2019. Our guest preacher today is the Reverend Nancy Martin Vincent. Her message is Jesus Calls His Sheep. The New Testament reading is John chapter 10, verses 22 to 30, and the Old Testament lesson is Psalm 23.
My goodness, it's good to be back in the sanctuary again to see familiar faces. I've always loved the light in this space. Reminds me of the light of God, the light of Christ, radiating as we worship together. A little bit more on this. I'm actually doing a doctrine of ministry in preaching, and this is for my thesis next year. Yes or no answers work just fine, but if you want to give me more feedback than that, I'd love to hear it. The Old Testament scripture I chose for us today is from the Gospel of John. Let us hear John's word, God's word to us. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jewish leaders gathered around him and said to him, "Well, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, come on, tell us plainly." Jesus, I suspect, pondered for a moment, and he responded, "But I have told you, and still you do not believe. Plus the works that I do in my Father's name, they testify to me. But you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. For what my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. Because the Father and I are one." This is the word of the Lord. In today's scripture, we find Jesus at the temple there to celebrate the festival of dedication. We know that festival as Hanukkah, occurs in winter. And as the story goes, Jesus is outside of the temple walking around in the portico when a number of the Jewish leaders came up to him. And as I read this passage, I imagine that there is challenge in their voice. You may remember that people are not exactly happy that Jesus is leading in a different direction than the Jewish leaders thought. So they walk up to him with a challenge and say, "Tell us plainly, are you the Messiah or not?" Jesus responds, "I've actually already answered that question. Plus, if you look at all my actions, it's very clear that I am the Messiah." When I think about some of those actions, I think about the way he healed people. He loved people, the miracles, his compassion, and the way that he seemed to have authority to accomplish pretty much anything that came across his way. And then we hear these words. He says, "You do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep." And at first, that phrase caught me, and I pondered over it for a long time. So as I began to read and ponder and pray about this scripture, that verse kept coming up for me. So I did some research and kind of fleshed this phrase out a little bit. And what came up for me is that I imagine Jesus said, "You have gotten yourself so far out there that you can't hear my voice anymore. You can't see me. You can't see God's works. You can't recognize the shepherd when they're standing right there in front of you. You don't belong anymore because you're way out there. You can't see what's in front of you." Sheep are commonly used as illustration in the scripture, which makes a lot of sense. Sheep were common in that day. Wool was used to make cloth for clothing or whatever the needs were. The milk and the meat were a staple for food. It was common for people to see sheep and shepherds out in the fields. Because sheep are not as common today as they were back then, there might be some particularities about this illustration that we might miss. For instance, how many of you are aware that sheep have very unique eyesight? Okay. So sheep have very large pupils that give them a very wide range of vision. And where our eyes are in front of us, so we can see in front about halfway around, sheep's eyes are set on the side of their head. So they actually can see about 360 degrees around. The problem is they are crazy nearsighted. The laughter will continue. They can only see about 6 feet around them. And so they tend to get lost about 6 feet at a time. So they're standing around, they're grazing, and they see some green grass light over there. So they wander over and munch on that yummy green grass. And from that place, they could probably still find their way back. They kind of know where they are. They can certainly hear the shepherd's voice if it calls. But if they're grazing for a while and they have this crazy vision and they see some more grass white over there, they might wander over there. And if that continues and they keep wandering about 6 feet, before too long, they're lost, having a clue how they got there, having a clue how to get back, and can no longer find its way back by listening to the voice of the shepherd. The truth is, sheep are not the only beings that get lost about 6 feet at a time. We humans can wander out too. It is rare for us to get lost all in one fell swoop. We tend to get lost in increments. And I'm wondering if that's what happened to the Jewish leaders of that day. A little bit about their story. Jewish leaders were called to be leaders if they honored the law and they wanted to serve their people. I have no doubt that some people stepped up to the plate to do that or were called to do that because there were great benefits. But I suspect for many of them, they were honestly trying to serve. But being a leader in that day and time was crazy difficult because of Roman occupation. Romans expected those leaders to toe the line. They expected them not to complain too much about the difficult situation that the Romans were placing on the people. For instance, the people had crazy high taxes. They didn't make much money to begin with. Their wages were very poor. So between their wages and the heftiness of the taxes, there was hunger and poverty that followed that. Plus, a Roman citizen could do pretty much anything they wanted to. So if they wanted to get mad at one of the Jewish people or acts of violence upon them, they could get away with it. So a Jewish leader was trying to navigate this, trying to stay in favor with the Romans, but also trying to help the people. But that was a very difficult path to navigate. And so perhaps the first time an incident happened, perhaps a friend was beaten because they offended a Roman. Perhaps that leader wanted to step up for their friend, wanted their faith calling them to do it. But they knew if they did that, the Romans would be mad at them. They had to choose their battle. So in the moment, they'd make a decision not to follow their faith. And perhaps in that moment, they moved over about 6 feet. Maybe at that point in time, they can still honor God's law. They can still hear God's voice. But if they continued in that path, one thing after another, perhaps the tax collector came and said, "Hey, if you just look the other way, why, I'll get more taxes. I'll share that money with you." Perhaps the Jewish leader thought, "Well, it's the way the game's played. It's not okay, but I have to go along." And perhaps that leader stepped over another 6 feet. And for long, many of the leaders of the day, because of the situation we're in, were so far away from God's will that they couldn't hear God's voice and they couldn't see Jesus standing right in front of them. But as much as I want to believe, oh, that's a problem that leaders had back then, the truth is, we can get lost too, sometimes. sometimes a little bit, sometimes a lot. And more often than not, then when we get off the path, it happens a little bit at a time. Perhaps 6 feet. Perhaps it goes something like this. Work schedule is busy. We're having projects to attend to, phone calls to answer, emails to respond to, expectations to rise to. And in this busyness and commute and everything, we find ourselves stressed all the time. We come home and there's so many things to do there. Family to relate to, which is a good thing, but errands to run and food to prepare and laundry to sort. A gym membership to at least attempt to go to. And in this busyness, we find that we are not stopping, spending time in prayer, spending time in God's Word, being grounded, letting God help us be a more whole person. And perhaps in that busyness and that avoidance, we move over about 6 feet. Then maybe something happens, something that hurts our heart deeply, something that gives us a lot of stress. And in this altered space, we can last for a while. We can give it over to God for a while. We can surrender for a while. But in this altered space, we find that after a while, we're spinning. And perhaps we've moved over another 6 feet. And then we've noticed in our conversations with friends, when usually we talk to our friends and tell us what's going on, that tends to lift the burden. We're finding that now we're circling and we're going down, not sure how we got there and not sure how to get back. The good news is that God does not leave anyone in that place. The Gospel of John goes on to say that Jesus left the temple trying to explain who he was and continue to go out and to call his sheep. He called Nicodemus out of the tree and showed him how to have eternal life. He called out to the woman of Samaria at the well and taught her how to get living water that would quench her thirst for life. Jesus reached out to the poor, to the brokenhearted, to those who had lost joy, for those who had lost hope. And all the ways the Good Shepherd does brought people back in through love and compassion and helping them find their way back into a better relationship with God. So to bring them life. And so too God does for us. Because no matter how far we manage to get ourselves out there, where we don't feel like we can hear God's voice any longer, there is no place we can go that God is not already there. There is no place we can wander off to that God doesn't start nudging and calling and pulling us back in, sometimes shoving us back in. Whether it's through a faithful friend who prays for us and has conversations with us and challenges us and helps us find our way back. Whether it's through a church community, we gather on Sunday mornings and throughout the week and are reminded what being a child of God, a follower of Christ, is all about. Whether it's those moments that we go on a walk in nature with the sun shining through the trees and the fresh air, or the water about us reminds us the bigger nature of God. There's all these ways that God pulls and calls us back into right relationship. And in those moments reminds us to stop looking so much inward and stop looking out. To look at the people that God wants us to serve. Those that are hurt. Those who are in need. Those who need our help. And in that process also of getting us outside of ourselves, helping us to remember what it means to be in a good relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. We all get lost sometimes desperately so. And it often happens in increments, like about six feet. But the good news is, our Lord Jesus Christ is our good shepherd. The good shepherd that goes out and finds the lost sheep and brings the sheep back into the fold, that we may live the full life that God intended in Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. Amen.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.